Okay, in this section, we are going to talk about kind of a new perspective. Okay, let's begin by exploring the behavioral perspective, behavior. Okay, this view also recognizes that people are different. But what makes them different? Okay, it is their actions that differ. Okay, the behavioral perspective focused on, you know, what entrepreneurs actually do. Okay. You know, why is the behavioral perspective important? You know, because it explains how entrepreneurs, you know, cope, adapt, and behave in kind of an uncertain and resource poor and ambiguous situations. Okay. Also, observable actions can be taught in the classroom, okay? Last but not least, you know, people are not static, they grow. Okay, the behavioral perspective, you know, embrace this non-linear personal growth and, you know, evolutions. Okay, let's take a look at a card news I prepared. Okay, this is the story of Brewdog. Okay, did you find James Ward and Martin Dickey's behavior insightful? You know, if you find yourself in kind of a similar situation and act similarly, you know, I strongly believe that you too could lead a high-growth company like theirs. Okay, so now let's turn to the behavioral perspective. Well, the behavioral perspective focused on entrepreneurs' action itself. Okay, in this perspective, entrepreneurs are seen as the people who continuously learn and adapt to their environment. Okay, this perspective analyzes how entrepreneurs act at any given time, rather than gene or personalities or way of thinking or incentive. Okay, for example, what about the pivoting? When your business changes your product or service, and we call it is a pivoting. Okay, this pivoting behavior is a typical behavior, examined from the behavioral perspective. When or how to pivot? This is the kind of question, and this is the example of the concept. Well, let's watch the very famous 1980s drama, for a moment. Well, it is a show called MacGyver, which is very interesting though. As seen in the video, MacGyver, fixed a broken fuse, okay? But he had no proper tools or materials. Yet he fixed it using a gum wrappers, okay? Such behavior, which is using what people has at hand to solve a problem, is academically termed bricology. Okay, bricology is defined as follows: the practice of making do, by applying combination of the resources at hand to new problem and opportunities. Okay, so the bricology concept was suggested by the professor Ted Baker and Nelson. This concept offers an answer to how we can act in the lack of the resources. Startups, I think about startups frequently, face this kind of situation. You don't have any, proper resources. What are you going to do? Let's compare, MacGyver and Brewdog founders from the Card News. Well, both practice, the bricology behavior. Well, the first, MacGyver, lacked the tool and materials to fix the fuse, okay? Same happened to Brewdog founders. Brewdog founders lacked the capitals and access to the retailers. Again, the both created something from limited resources. Okay, as a result, MacGyver fixed the fuse, although it is a kind of a temporary, and Brewdog founders created the value of the company. Okay, this is the, one of the key behaviors often mentioned from the behavioral, you know, perspective, which is what? Which is a precolors. You know, I hope you guys remember the term and, you know, put it into your real action. Okay, next, let's watch an interview clip of the YouTube co-founder, you know, Chad Hurley. Okay, you know, what about it? Well, when asked by the host, Chad Hurley said that, you know, he didn't expect YouTube to become so big, and he just focused on, you know, kind of a meeting short-term goal. Okay, he tried to control for kind of a daily operations. You know, in fact, the YouTube startup story is kind of a legend story in the startup world. Okay, there were three founders, as you may know, right? Chad Hurley from this video, and Steve Chen, and Jared Karim. And all three had worked at PayPal, and they knew each other very well. Well, in late 2004, Jared Karim found it kind of troublesome to send a, you know, party video to multiple people. Okay, so that three founders thought that, why not create a platform for video sharing? Okay, all three were engineers, so they didn't need to hire others. And they had a, you know, great network, which allowed them to quickly build a simple video sharing platform, you know, within a kind of few months. And they built the company and technology without, you know, very expensive equipment or large investment. They just used their, you know, personal gears and prototypes. You know, they had nothing to lose. And they leveraged PayPal network and got angel investors and VC investors. Okay, this partnership, you know, helped them eventually sell their company to the Google very quickly. You know, originally, they thought it might be used for dating, but people started, you know, uploading and sharing funny videos. So the founders pivoted in this direction. Okay, they also formed unofficial partnership with early content, you know, creators, supporting popular uploaders with featured exposures and traffic, and creating kind of a win-win system together. Okay, what kind of behavior are they? Okay, these behaviors, I think, go beyond just resources usage. Okay, while it resembled precology previously, you know, dealing with the lack of the resources, you know, entrepreneurship requires more than that. You know, entrepreneurs should minimize loss and should form the network and should make a win-win system, you know, between, you know, stakeholders. Okay. And they should be flexible because they should meet unexpected situation. And probably they focused on kind of a controllable and immediate problem rather than detailed future plan. Wow, it's pretty complicated, right? And these all behaviors are called evacuation. Okay, please remember the term of evacuation because it is very useful. Okay, evacuation is a logic of behavior or thinking on how expert entrepreneurs build successful, you know, the companies. You know, this concept was proposed by Professor Sarasvati at the University of Virginia. You know, unlike conventional thinking, successful entrepreneurs started with what they have and who they knew and you know, what their knowledge, and they tried to co-create opportunities with the stakeholders. And they try to, you know, create a value together. Okay, it's a little bit complicated. So the Sarasvati provide us, you know, five kind of principles. So the evacuation include, you know, five principles. Okay, let's look at the principles. Okay, let's take a, you know, first principle, which is a bird in hand principle. you know, body in hand principle argue that, you know, the export entrepreneurs start with who you are and what you know and whom you know. Okay, this is very similar to the bricology concept, right? Okay, what about second principle? Second principle is affordable loss. Affordable loss focused on what you can afford to lose. Okay, not expected return. Okay, sometimes, you know, novice entrepreneur just focus on kind of a rosy picture futures. Okay, and they just thinking about, you know, expected return. But, you know, export entrepreneurs act oppositely. Such as they just think about, you know, affordable loss. How much can I lose? Okay, they just focus on what you can afford to lose. Okay, let's move on to, you know, a third principle, which is a crazy quilt. Okay, crazy quilt is about connection. Okay, you know, crazy quilt argue that, you know, export entrepreneurs build partnership quickly with self-selected, you know, stakeholders. Okay, and then the fourth principle is lemonade. Okay, lemonade principle argue that export entrepreneurs leverage the surprise and contingencies. Okay, they embrace and kind of leverage surprise and threat with flexibility. Okay, so in order to leverage your surprise and threat, and you should be kind of flexible. Okay, the last principle is pilot in the airplane. Okay, suppose that you are pilot in the airplane. Okay, you don't have to focus on kind of a tomorrow flight or 1 month later flight. You should focus on what you can control right now rather than, you know, predicting the future. Okay, this is the natural. Okay, so think about the YouTube case and you can reflect on the YouTube example again and you match YouTube story with the infatuation. Okay, for example, the interview from the Chad Hurley, you know, he said that, you know, I just focus on, you know, what I control for. Okay, this is a kind of principle of pilot in the plane. Okay, and also YouTube founders started what they knew and what they are and who they are. I'm sorry, who they are and what they know, right? This is a kind of a bird in hand principle. And, you know, they didn't use bunch of capital, they didn't use the bunch of, you know, expensive equipment. They just started very humble, which is nothing to lose. This is affordable loss, you know, the principle. Okay. Well, next is the you know, recently spotlighted, you know, entrepreneurial behavior. It is called, you know, hustle. Before we go into the concept of entrepreneur hustle, let's watch a lecture clip by Airbnb founder, who is Brian Chesky, you know, at Stanford University. Okay, so what about the, you know, his lecture? Interesting, isn't it? Guys, Airbnb was started by Brian and Joe Gebbia. You know, even before the business began, you know, they could not afford rent fee. Okay, so they quickly offer a temporary and unlicensed bed and breakfast using their air mattress. Okay, so they didn't make much, but they came up with the idea to connect those with extra space and travelers seeking kind of affordable stays. So that's why they launched Airbnb, and also they launched additional, you know, the website too. And then as shown in the video, they sold, you know, Obama and McCain cereal, you know, during the Democratic, you know, National Convention to pay off their credit card debt. Okay, you know, you can see kind of their desperate and kind of a responsive struggle to survive, okay? guys, this kind of urgent and not traditional and kind of improvisational and resourceful or kind of a tactical action is called as entrepreneurial hustle. As I mentioned before. Okay, this concept is proposed by the Professor Fisher and other colleagues at Indiana University. Well, the entrepreneurial hustle is not just about working hard. It's about responding very quickly in kind of a right direction. Okay? Well, entrepreneurial hustle has four sub-components. Okay, let's take a look at it. Okay, first component would be urgency. Urgency argue that entrepreneurs should move fast. And also, they conduct immediate actions in response to kind of a dynamic environment. Okay. Second element is, unorthodoxy. Unorthodoxy means the action that deviates from the former strategy or norms or industry convention. Okay. It is a kind of a non-traditional actions. And third element is intended usefulness. Intended usefulness is a kind of actions are not just symbolic. Okay, these actions should provide some kind of value, okay, real value. For example, okay, remember the Airbnb case? The founders of Airbnb tried to create new types of the cereal, which is Barack Obama and McCain cereal. Why they created this kind of cereal and sold this cereal? Okay, their actions, not because of symbolic actions, their actions are real value generating action. Okay, they try to sell this cereal in order to pay off their credit card debt. Okay, last component would be addressing immediate challenges or opportunity. Okay, entrepreneurs should tackle problems or seize chances in the near term. Not abstract goals. Okay, these four subset combine and define entrepreneurial hustle. Okay, guys, let me summarize. The behavioral perspective, focused on what entrepreneurs really do, not just who they are or what they think. Okay, we look at the three representative entrepreneurial behaviors. Okay, the first one is bricology. Bricology is the making do with available resources to solve problem. Okay, second one is effectuation. Okay, effectuation emphasizes on starting with existing means to create opportunities. Okay, there are five principles. Do you remember that? Such as bird in hand, affordable loss. And what about Crazy Quilt and Lemonade and the pilot in the airplane? Okay. Third concept is entrepreneurial hustle. Entrepreneurial hustle is about urgent and non-traditional and kind of a resourceful, actions. Again, it has four sub-components. Okay, guys, please remember the importance of the behaviors. Why important? If you follow these behaviors in your real situation, and you can be a real, and successful entrepreneurs like them. Okay, guys, thank you for staying focused throughout these sessions. Thank you very much.